Joining us back in studio, Secretary of the State Stephanie Thomas is here, and great timing because we are less than a month out from the general election November 4th. Secretary of the State, thank you so much for being here. How are you?
I'm good. Such a pleasure to be here all the time, Melissa.
I love it. Yes, you're welcome back anytime. And certainly the timing of you being in here is so important. We are less than a month out, and a lot of people, correct me if I'm wrong, don't even realize the weight of some of these elections. No, it is not a gubernatorial year, and no, it is not a presidential. But it is a year of first electmen in some places, mayors, board of education, city council. I mean, talk a little bit about the importance of local elections over, I would say, even the presidential, even gubernatorial.
It drives me crazy. I don't think most people realize that in their town, one out of every 10 voters is deciding who is leading the town. So like you said, council, board of ed. So we're talking about who's setting your taxes, how your schools are funded, what is being funded in your schools, parks, environmental, police and fire, literally all the things that I hear people complaining about every day is decided in local elections, but the statewide average is only 33%, and many towns are below that.
Wow.
So, like, when you very quickly do the math, like, 3 out of 10 people are deciding who's making all of these decisions. You know, that's way less than 50%. So no wonder people have things to complain about.
Right.
If you haven't gone out and voted in your local election, like, that's why. Because you're not putting your voice out there.
And some people, I've realized that, you know, when it became really apparent to me, Secretary of the State, was this was a couple years ago. I actually met with a group of teachers in one municipality, and they were really upset with how things were going for the Board of Ed. And I had said, you know, would it be helpful to have a forum for the people who are running next time you have a Board of Ed election? And they said, well, I don't know why it would matter. They're appointed. I said, no, they're not, actually. It's the residents of that city or town that vote them in. And that was news to teachers.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And again,
yeah.
And these are educated people. I'm not knocking them, but I do think, you know, other than the really, I call it the big ticket items, whether it's the governor, the president, Congress, or it's even a first electman or a mayor, do people even realize, you know, that these are not appointed positions? These are ones you vote in.
They don't. People don't realize a few things. What positions are elected versus appointed, and what positions are paid versus unpaid. And in fact, we are working on a project right now. We have been working on it with the help of talented interns for the last year and a half. We are putting together a map, a roadmap, if you will, for every town across Connecticut. So we should be done by the end of the year so that people can look up this information and hopefully be more empowered.
That's amazing. And again, we've got the Secretary of the State here, Stephanie Thomas. But I think I will say this is a website that is ingrained in my brain, myvote.ct.gov. It really is very user-friendly. And I think it was really helpful even in August, September area when we had the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
Some people didn't even realize there were primary elections going on.
Yep.
So I would you say that that's pretty user-friendly and a great place for people to just be in the know?
It's a great place. Myvote.ct.gov is where you should go at all times to look up reliable election information. People don't realize sometimes laws change. Sometimes there's a special election going on due to a vacancy. Going to our website is the best way to get started.
Mm-hmm.
And most people also don't realize most of the things, checking your voter registration, registering to vote, this can all be done in minutes, applying for an absentee ballot. So I encourage everyone, myvote.ct.gov.
And again, we have Stephanie Thomas here. What about early voting? What do people need to know about that?
Early voting, yes. Please remember, this is early in-person voting. So if you like to vote in person but don't have time on Tuesday, November 4th, you have 14 days, 2 weekends, 2 Saturdays, 2 Sundays, and 2 late nights that go. The polls are open to 8 p.m. So October 20th, which is a Monday, through November 2nd, which is a Sunday. 10 to 6 a.m., I'm sorry, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. most days, or 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on 2 days that last week. But if you go to myvote.ct.gov, you can get all the details.
And would you say, Stephanie Thomas, that when we started early voting, have you seen, I mean, granted, we only had not even a year compare it to, but did you find sort of the feedback? What were people saying about it? Did they find it was helpful, effective, worth the money?
People loved early voting. Over 40% of voters voted early last year in the presidential. It's a little more costly during primaries because not that many people turn out. Like, mm-hmm. you're usually looking at 8%, 10%, 12%. So I think it is too costly. And in the next legislative session, we'll definitely have some recommendations. And we continue to ask the legislature for funding.
Yeah, sure. Well, that is a good point, though. The difference between primary, certainly, and then the general, because you're talking about, unless you are a registered Republican or Democrat, you're really not engaging in that. So that is a huge drop off anyways. That makes a lot of sense. As far as making sure that we have elections that are clean.
Yeah.
You know, I got to bring up Bridgeport. You know, I got to bring up Bridgeport. Now, I know it's not a mayoral year for Bridgeport, but it is city council. There are other, you know, and I think even just across the board for any of these major cities, you got Norwalk mayoral, Stamford mayoral, Milford mayoral. Yep. So we have some major, you know, besides Bridgeport, city elections going on right now. What's been put into place?
Bridgeport is a great case study. A lot of entities have been doing their part. We've had election monitors, and we changed the model when I became secretary, where the election monitor is not only an attorney, but also an election worker, someone who worked as a registrar or town clerk. So they have been very good at spotting little paperwork things that make a big difference. We have proposed half a dozen law changes. There's been a lot of media, even in the national media, like, we need tougher sentences. Connecticut already has up to five years and $5,000 per offense. So that was tough enough. But there were all these little loopholes that the legislature has done their part by passing laws that not only help Bridgeport, but help every municipality without being cost intensive to close some of these paperwork loopholes. Obviously, then they passed a law requiring cameras on absentee ballot drop boxes. That already existed in Bridgeport, but now every town. And then the State Elections Enforcement Commission has been doing their part. So one thing I felt very strongly about, we can't be everywhere. We need whistleblowers on the street. So I asked the legislature if we could use some of the election monitor money for a public education campaign in Bridgeport, and they passed that. So we've been running ads, radio, digital. We're doing a postcard mailing. We have signs on buses basically saying, if you see something, say something, and call the State Elections Enforcement Commission. And we're also teaching people what the proper absentee ballot procedure is to help them spot when there's any irregularity. So I think that will make a big difference over time.
We've got a few more minutes with Secretary of the State Stephanie Thomas here ahead of the November 4th general election. Now, Stephanie Thomas, since you are in studio, I certainly do want to ask a couple follow-ups, especially with Bridgeport. These are very common questions that come from people who live there, certainly work there, and some of the things that we've seen certainly in the news. You bring up the ballot boxes, as you mentioned, having the security cameras working. My first question is that something that is available if somebody requests it? If you live in the city of Bridgeport and you have a funny feeling, say, about how things are being done, can you request those videos? Is that public information?
You will be able to under the new law. I actually can't recall off the top of my head if it goes into effect January 1. Or if that public-facing component went into effect July 1. But you can definitely look that up online. But either way, I often hear a lot of complaints about drop boxes, about getting rid of them altogether.
That was going to be another question. Yeah, why not?
And they bring it up in Bridgeport a lot. And I remind people that In 2019, many of the same people arrested this year were accused of the exact same crime. And some of these complaints go back 30 years, the exact same crime, long before Dropboxes ever existed at all and in the state of Connecticut. And thank goodness for the Dropbox. It's only because of the Dropbox and the cameras that we have been able to file charges against some people. If they had dropped it in the mailbox, we wouldn't have had the same option. So, and I've heard so many people with disabilities, elderly, etc., who like the ability to feel like they are placing that envelope right into the Dropbox, knowing it will just go into a town clerk's hand. So I would hate to take away that agency from one community, like just because of this perception, which is far from the truth, of Dropboxes being unsafe.
I don't remember where the report was, but it was looking at the comparison of how many people do absentee ballot versus in-person. In Bridgeport was astronomically higher than anyone else. I think it was like 26% or something. And then the next highest was like Hartford with 11 or 9%. My point bringing that up is, do you feel like this is more of an isolated issue of what we're seeing? I mean, when you talk about some of the people who are facing charges for things that date back to the mayoral primary, the last go around, and then even before that, it continues to be, I want to call it a list of bad actors, if you want to call it that. And is that sort of a separate issue that really needs to be looked at? Because as you mentioned, these crimes are being investigated. They are going to court. But we are still seeing people who are continuing to be in the political realm and very influential, might I add, in Bridgeport. So that, I'm not sure if I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you feel like that's a separate issue than talking about absentee ballot and the high number that happens to be in Bridgeport?
I think there are a lot of interconnected issues. So when you think about the large cities where you often have populations that maybe work swing shifts or have multiple jobs or don't have reliable transportation, having election day on one day, a Tuesday, is not convenient for many, many people. So they were taken advantage of via absentee voting because they had no choice and they wanted to vote. Now that we have early in-person voting, that can really cut down on people feeling like it's their only opportunity. So being able to go a full 14 days, having weekend hours, if we can get more people to use in person, I think that cuts down on some of the problems we saw in Bridgeport. And I've said this time and time again, and sometimes been misquoted. We take for granted that people understand election law, but they do not. And laws vary greatly from state to state. So if you hear something in the national news, most people think they can do it here too. And in most states, anybody can return your absentee ballot. In Connecticut, we happen to have a law restricting it to spouse, direct siblings, household members, etc. So when people, and we know this because we called them, when people applied for an absentee ballot and a neighbor came by and said, hey, I'm going to town hall, do you want me to drop it off for you? They said yes, thinking it was fine, but it turns out it's illegal in Connecticut.
I was going to ask that, and you had said that some of the money you've now allocated specifically to an education campaign in Bridgeport, and I am wondering, because when you hear some of these stories, in particular, I'm not going to name any names, but where you've got, you know, mayoral candidates who have operatives who are literally telling them, hey, I can not only fill this out for you, but I can return it. I mean, that is something that some people felt was okay, and that this was actually against the law completely, and it shouldn't even get to that point. Almost like when a solicitor comes to your front door, you don't have to open the door for them. You shouldn't just be handing your ballot to anybody. So it's, to your point, a lack of education. Do you feel like these forums are helping this education campaign for Bridgeport?
I think it will help tremendously, because even after we started getting news out in the community after the redo of the mayoral, there were more cases, like we would see in the transcripts from the State Elections Enforcement Commission, of someone saying, someone came to my door, told me this thing, and then left, and I second-guessed it. So I called SEEK to find out if it was allowable or not, and then they filed a claim. Without whistleblowers, like, we can't be in every household. So the more we can educate people, the better off we are. And that's not just Bridgeport, and it's why I keep fighting for public education funding.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we certainly have run out of time, unfortunately, today, but I do want to make sure people know that website, myvote.ct.gov. If you have other questions, certainly regarding ahead of the special, the general election. But there is a special election actually coming up in February for Fairfield, by the way. That'll all be there, too. Any questions regarding voting in the state, all of that, you can find at myvote.ct.gov. And Secretary of the State, Stephanie Thomas, it is always a pleasure to have you in studio.
Pleasure. Thank you for all of your civic work.
Hey, it's important to vote, especially locally. I agree with you wholeheartedly on that one. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.